Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
We start with college basketball, where there is so much going on as the Sweet 16 approaches beginning Thursday night. First game of the night is Kansas State and Michigan State, Madison Square Garden in New York City. And a lot of news going on around the Wildcats, who have arrived in New York, are working out there on Wednesday and preparing to play one of the all-time greats in Tom Izzo and the Michigan State Spartans on Thursday night. We'll start with just a couple of musings that I had out yesterday doing a couple things that need to be done with my mom, and we were in the car, and so I had some sports radio on, which I don't listen to nearly as much sports radio as I used to, and I now remember why I get frustrated listening to it, because everybody on sports radio is liberal. There is also a bent in this area toward covering certain things, and when certain things aren't there to be covered, sports radio has a tendency to just kind of crash off in a ditch. I heard segments about music. I heard segments about college frat parties. I heard segments about movies. I heard all kinds of things going on because, obviously, Kansas is out of the tournament. So what are we going to talk about? The Royals talk won't really heat up until next week. They play a week from Thursday on the 30th. So I assume sports radio on Monday will open their eyes and go, okay, it's baseball season. Let's lock in on the Royals, and we'll talk Royals every day for the next 90 days. And we know that can be a long grind when the baseball team is winning. But trust me when I say I have a lot of experience in this field. It is remarkable to hear what is on sports radio right now with Kansas out of the tournament, Missouri having lost in such a disappointing way that you sort of inherently know that a lot of Missouri basketball fans don't really want to talk Tiger basketball right now. They're still reeling from a loss on Saturday. So that's not some sort of a big draw. The radio stations in Kansas City are clearly afraid of any Bill Self topic and what could be his future. Is his health worse than we thought? Why hasn't there been a season-ending news conference? They'll relay along that a couple of the younger players at Kansas are coming back next year and things like that, but they want to avoid those stories. And in fairness, it still was two full days away from Kansas State playing Michigan State, and I don't expect radio shows to be full of that topic. But it was just amazing to me how either the shows were wandering and moving along and doing different things, or they found things to be passionate about that were just intensely liberal. And I appreciate this almost in a way of copying what we do here on this show, finding issues, finding things to talk about. One show led with the story of not really Rick Pitino being hired at St. John's as the coach, but Mike Anderson being out as the coach there at St. John's. And this person literally said that they named three factors that were involved in Mike Anderson being terminated. And two of the three factors were, I mean, just right in your, just lay it on a platter for a liberal to just lap this up. I can't get enough of this. Mike Anderson is from Birmingham, Alabama, and never really fit in New York because, you know, he's from the South. He's from Birmingham. And the other is he was fired because he was black. And if you don't think being black had something to do with anything, then we can't help you. That's America today, was the comment. And I'm about to wreck my car. I'm just about to wreck my car. Mike Anderson has $11 million coming his way. We chronicled this very well on the podcast yesterday. There's no race involved in this. They wanted Rick Pitino as their coach. Mike Anderson didn't do a great job there. Mike Anderson's never done a great job anywhere. He's a good coach. He's a guy you bring in, you get by for a few years, and you move on. That's pretty much his history. There is nothing in his career that has kept him from coaching because he's black. There's nothing that's kept him from making tens of millions of dollars. Mike Anderson always treated me fairly and nicely. He was a nice guy. I appreciate and respect his body of work. Not everyone is a champion. St. John's thought they could hire a champion, and they moved and did that. Now, I don't like the way St. John's did it. They owe Mike Anderson $11 million. That was never the case being made here. The case being made here was, oh, they fired a black coach from the South to hire Rick Pitino, an Italian white New Yorker. And it was just amazing to listen to. Not what? 15 hours later, with another Missouri connection, Mike Anderson had been a head coach at Missouri, Kim English, former player at Missouri, up-and-coming coach. He was thought to be a candidate for the job last year when Dennis Gates got it. Also a black man, at age 34, goes from George Mason into the same conference with Patino and coaches, now becoming the head coach at Providence. This is a big job. This is a tournament team. Okay, this is a big job for a 34-year-old black man. I am so sick of listening to people in traditional media that are so lazy, they only want know one narrative from their whole life. They can't use their own experience, their own eyeballs, and their own brain to see that if we're going to have one shining moment in March Madness, the one shining moment should be, here's the one place where we could all get together and say, damn it, there is not any racism in this sport. There really isn't any racism in college basketball. It just doesn't exist. It does not exist. No coach is taking a white player over a better black player. It isn't happening. There was a time and place that happened. That used to happen all the time. 40s, 50s, 60s, maybe even into the 70s. Sure, they take a white player over a black player. It does not happen. And nobody's doing that with their coach either. Kansas State just hired Jerome Tang. Jerome Tang hired six assistant coaches. Six. They're all black. Did anybody say anything? Nope. Nobody cares. You're the head coach. You hire your assistant coaches. Go play. He assembled a roster. Yeah, I could be mistaken. I do not think there's one white scholarship player on the Kansas State roster. So you have all black head coaches and all black players for Kansas State. They're in the Sweet 16. Oh, let me guess. All the white people, because, you know, back in the day, they'd say, oh, you can't recruit black kids to Manhattan, Kansas. It's so pasty white. I didn't realize that that was liberals in the media spinning Manhattan in a way that's just a completely false allegation about it, that it's a racist little town, and you can't recruit black players there, and you can't do this. A lot of you remember this. A lot of you remember hearing this. Jason Whitlock used to say it all the time. All the time. Oh, K-State will never be as good as Nebraska in football. You can't recruit black players there. Really? You're from Indiana. You're black and from Indiana. That's the card you're playing? You can't recruit black players to Kansas State. And now here we are. Let's just say that was there. People believed that. I never believed it. Let's say people thought that was true 25 years ago. Where are they now? Where's the parade? Where's the celebration that racism does not exist in sports? That it doesn't exist in college basketball? Where is that story? Who's holding a news conference saying, God, this is glorious? Look at Kansas State. Six black coaches, all black players, 14,000 white people in the seats every single night, dancing and singing, and the coach up in the stands after the game with all these white kids. Kansas State has plenty of minority students, by the way, but Bramlage Coliseum most nights at Kansas State's games is 90-some percent white, I would assume. I've been there. I was at games this year. We know what it looks like. Where are people saying, what a glorious thing we've done in America? Look at this. You know, shouldn't we be taking thousands and thousands and thousands of white people who adore a black coach, a black coaching staff, and all black players, and just think this is the greatest thing ever, and are so excited about being the Sweet 16? Shouldn't we be flipping that narrative now? And saying, let's not talk about this. And my God, bringing up Mike Anderson getting fired and anything implied, I'm embarrassed for this host. I am absolutely insanely embarrassed that it came out of his mouth after all these years that Mike Anderson, one of the factors in losing his job so they could hire Rick Pitino, is that he's black in today's college basketball. Oh my God, maybe this person went to a school that had a white coach too long. I don't know. I'm not really sure I got the answer to this one, but it never even occurs to me. We need to be more racially blind in this country. We need to not look at things and think of race. When it is bad, let's point it out. When it is obvious. If Mike Anderson was just hired last year and he went out and went, 5-6 games over 500 this year and made the NIT, and they fired him for Rick Pitino, I'd even listen to that and say, well, maybe, but they still want Rick Pitino. They had a chance to get him. They wanted him. They got him. Mike Anderson's been there. He's been flailing around. He hasn't done very well. He's been at all these different jobs. He's been an okay coach. sometimes you look at somebody like that and go, dang it, they made the most of their life. Mike Anderson was a terrific college basketball player. He became a head coach. He's made tens of millions of dollars. He's taken care of his family with all that. That's a hell of a career. Not everyone is always a Final Four coach or a Hall of Famer. My God, I couldn't believe it. And just hours later, Kim English, same school, same tie, Missouri, which is why it's relevant here. Same thing, 34 years old, goes into the same conference Patino did. 34-year-old black man takes over. Providence was really scared. They had to think about this long and hard. Do we want to hire this 34-year-old black guy? There is no ageism there. There is no racism there. There is nothing there other than everything about Kim English screams he's going to be very good at what he does. And everybody knows it. Every single Missouri basketball fan listening to this podcast right now has always thought Kim English is going to be the man. Okay? That's what happens in America. Whether you're a 34-year-old white NFL coach or you're a 34-year-old black high-level college basketball coach, it doesn't matter. People who are hiring coaches are looking for two things. They're looking for somebody that is a proven star or somebody that they believe is going to be a star. And age and race and all these things don't really matter. I couldn't believe I heard it. Absolutely couldn't believe it. All right, on to Kansas State here. And Jerome Tang, this is, you won't hear this anywhere else either. And I don't know how to look this stat up. Maybe somebody listening does. I'm curious how many schools are in this category. And this is an if. Jerome Tang has to beat Michigan State for this to happen. If Jerome Tang and Kansas State beats Michigan State on Thursday night, Jerome Tang will be the third consecutive coach at Kansas State to make the Elite Eight. You're not going to hear that one, I don't think. But that's pretty impressive. Frank Martin, Bruce Weber, Jerome Tang, three consecutive coaches to the Elite Eight in what, a 13-year stretch? 12-year stretch. 13-year stretch. That's pretty good. Now, Tang's got to do it. He's got to win to match those other two coaches. But if he does, I'll ask this question. What other school can say that? There's Kansas. Kansas would have Bill Self, Roy Williams, and Larry Brown. They all went to the Elite Eight. Final Four, national titles. Well, Roy Williams didn't win a national title, but point taken. How many other schools could say, if Jerome Tang wins Thursday night, that right now, the person coaching them now and the two previous coaches, all three made the Elite Eight? I mean, I just started thinking. I came up with Kansas. Duke can't say it because they got a new head coach. He didn't make it this year. So you got all kinds of schools that have newer coaches, North Carolina, Syracuse. I don't know who was there before Boeheim. They've got a new head coach. Does that count? I guess it does from this year. I'll listen to anyone, but we've watched all these big powerhouse schools, even Kentucky, said down years, down coaches before Cal. I don't think they've had three in a row make the Elite Eight. I could be wrong. UCLA, all these schools. But think about that with Kansas State. If Jerome Tang wins Thursday night, Kansas State has had three consecutive coaches make the Elite Eight. That's pretty remarkable. This is a hell of a matchup. Jerome Tang has said, it's about dudes, man. We got dudes. I got a couple of dudes. He's got two dudes. He's got lots of complimentary dudes, but he's got two real dudes in Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson. So he's got two dudes that step up and made plays, big, giant plays down the stretch. Ish Masood hit a shot on Sunday, too, which was big, but really it was Johnson's step back and the play of Noel that lifted Kansas State above Kentucky in that game. And a lot is being made about Marquise Noel and a comment that John Calipari made after the game. He said, yeah, Johnson hit the step back three. That was a killer. And then, of course, the little kid had 27 on us and 9 assists. And people melted down that Calipari called him little kid. Calipari has now called Marquise Noel to clarify. I don't know if this is necessarily an apology. Hey, listen, I'm sorry that I said something that may have offended you. Jareem Dowling, an assistant for Kansas State, called out John Calipari and didn't like hearing this. And Coach Cal called Marquise Noel. Noel has tweeted out, hey, it's all good, man. No offense. I'm sure Noel's been called the little kid for a long time. I'm not much of a defender of John Calipari. And I don't know what his future is at Kentucky. They're talking about, like, maybe this is the end. I don't know if that's the case. I'm not tuned into Kentucky. I know this about coaches. They call players by numbers, and they call them by physical features. This is how you coach your team. You have a 48-hour turnaround. You're playing Kansas State, and I can promise you John Calipari, with his team, referred to Noel as the little guy or the little kid. And said, okay, now when the little kid tries to do this, that's they don't need to know his name. That's not how coaches coach. In some cases, they'll coach to a number. Do you think, just asking, because Oscar Tshiebwe is a beast, all right? Do you think there's any chance that Jerome Tang in the 48-hour turnaround when coaching his team says, we got to get down there on the blocks on the big kid. We got to get on the big kid or the big guy or the big man. Do you think he coached his team that way? And do you think if he'd said after the game, man, the big kid for Kentucky was really good, there'd be any complaint? No, nobody would. So it's a compliment to be big. It's an insult to be little. Dream Dowling, K-State coaches, I got no complaints on this, but there's a history in Manhattan of having this little chip on your shoulder that the world is out to insult us and get us and whatever. I think that's unbecoming in sports. Mitch Holtis does that with the Chiefs, and I don't get it. There's no little chip on your shoulder with the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch Holtis plays it all the time, and he tries to perpetuate this thing with the fan base. Nobody respects us. Nobody picked us. Nobody whatever. What? You've been to 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. You've won 2 of them. No, nobody disrespects the Chiefs. It's absurd. Kansas State's history is get that chip off your shoulder. It's not an act like you've been there thing. It's just stop thinking the world's out to get you. So the overreaction on this thing to me was a little disconcerting. I don't think it's a distraction. I think it's over and done. But come on. Marquise Noel's been called the little kid or the little guy forever. I take that as a compliment. I grew up watching Nate Archibald of the Kansas City Kings. He was the little guy. And everyone said it. This wasn't racist. I mean, my God. And I'm pretty sure Calipari coached his team most of the week. Look, the little guy likes to go this way. He likes to cut this way. He likes to do this. And watch out for the alley-oop passes. You know, that's the way you coach your team. Quick, what's Marquise Noel's number? You don't know it. You know, coaching to numbers is a thing, but you can't do them all. The easiest way to coach to Marquise Noel, and I'm sure Tom Izzo's done the same thing this week, is, all right, the point guard, the little guy. Here's the deal. Here's what his game is. Here's what he likes to do. Here's how we try to stop the little guy from penetrating, from dishing, from fast breaking, whatever. I promise you, every team Kansas State has played this year, they've said that. Stop. Stop with the finding insults. But there's a lot of attention around Noel. He is back in New York where he's from, and he's very excited to be playing at Madison Square Garden, and he deserves all the praise and hype that comes into this game. Whether he's terrific Thursday night or not as good, it doesn't really matter. But did you know Michigan State also has an undersized guard? They're going to be on each other. Tyson Walker popped for 23 against Marquette. He's undersized. He's Michigan State stud, or was against Marquette. And he's from Queens. He's playing in Madison Square Garden. It's the reverse story. Now, Kansas State fans, you got a chip on your shoulder. Have you heard much about Tyson Walker? Have you seen Rich Eisen calling him the player of the week? Have you seen all these little memes and things all over social media celebrating Tyson Walker? No, you haven't. If there's a chip on a shoulder this week, it's going to be Michigan State that K-State and Marquise Noel are getting all this attention, all this praise, and all this love. Kansas State, you are not, regardless of what Vegas says, the underdog. You are the 3 seed. You're the media darling. Marquise Noel is an absolute star of this tournament. Everybody in America that doesn't have a betting interest or a rooting interest for one of these teams, everyone in America wants to watch this guy play, and they love watching him play. They want him to continue in the tournament. America's rooting for Kansas State. America's tired of Tom Izzo. America's tired of Michigan State. You got all that. But you're not the underdog. You're not the little engine that could here. You're supposed to win this game. I don't care what Vegas says. You're the 3 seed. What's crazy about the matchup is Jerome Tang says, we got dudes, man. It's about dudes. Tom Izzo's program has always been about Tom Izzo. He has 16 wins in this tournament in his career where he's beaten a higher seed, including Marquette on Sunday. And they're going to try to do it again. He is a great, great coach. No question about it. Michigan State looks a lot like Kansas State this year. They've got a whole bunch of good wins over really good teams and a whole bunch of losses where you scratch your head and go, how in the hell did they lose to that team? It's the same thing. Let the best team win. Let's go. go on out and see what happens on this one. One other college basketball note. Fairleigh Dickinson won the first round game. Shocked everyone. 16 seed wins. Phenomenal. Unbelievable. Now there are media complaining that their director of communications, their PR, used to call him sports information director, the director of communications for Fairleigh Dickinson is an embarrassment because the man's name is Jordan Sarnoff, and he is a student at Fairleigh Dickinson, a junior. The complaint here from most of the media is that this is embarrassing that Fairleigh Dickinson doesn't pay somebody full-time, that they pay this dude like $11 an hour or something to work as their director of communications. Come on, it's Fairleigh Dickinson. Yeah, they got in the tournament. Yeah, they're a 16 seed. Yes, they did something great. Fairleigh Dickinson's budget is not what the other schools' budgets are. I'm going to guess this is an unbelievably great young man who's a junior in college that's going to go on to do great things. And what I didn't hear accompanying the complaining here, the complaining is that Fairleigh Dickinson doesn't pay him enough and that they don't have a professional position for someone who's not a college student to do that job. When I went to college, the reason I went to college was for opportunity. I went to Kansas State instead of Missouri to study journalism for one simple reason. At Missouri, until my junior year, they would not allow me to be on the radio or work on TV. They had a TV station there. Missouri's journalism school is far more acclaimed than Kansas State's. It wasn't close. My sister had gone to Missouri. I was thinking of going to Missouri. I'm like, this is the journalism degree I should get. And then I found out the first 2 years there are wasted time. I'm just taking classes. I can't get on the radio, and I can't do any TV work. Kansas State allowed me right away if I was good enough, and I thought I was good enough, and I was. And I got on the radio right away, and I started getting real-world experience. And to me, that's what college is about. College is about, yes, socializing, having fun, doing all these other things, but it's about where are you going to be positioned to succeed the second you leave? And I would argue that Jordan Sarnoff at Fairleigh Dickinson is far better positioned to succeed in his career than anybody going to school as an intern at one of these other big-name schools. Jordan Sarnoff's a rock star. He's doing it the right way, and Fairleigh Dickinson is providing him with an opportunity. He doesn't give a rip if he's making $11 an hour. He just wants to do the work and put it on his resume. Watch that kid get out and kick some ass, okay? So you people in the media complaining about this can complain and say Fairleigh Dickinson is being cheap. They should be spending more money, whatever. Nobody ever wants to turn the thing the other way and look and say, could this be a good thing? Oh, it's a great thing for Jordan. It is a great thing. A great thing. But pretty interesting to hear all these liberals in the media complaining that a junior is the director of communications. And what was never attached to any of the complaints was, we were underserved here as reporters. We didn't get the information we needed about Fairleigh Dickinson, or it was disorganized, or their news conferences were amateur hour. We didn't hear any of that. That was not the complaint. Nobody complained that he did the job poorly. Crazy what goes on out there and what people complain about. All right, a nod to our sponsors. We want to thank Back 9 Development for being a great sponsor of KKHI. This is your custom home builder. And it's really interesting to see what's going on in housing now. As the prices and costs have flattened and come back, we're now seeing a little bit more of a trend of more people in the housing market. If you're thinking about building this year, you should call TJ Vilkanskas. Take a look at plans that he has. Think about a custom design. If you've got some land or even a subdivision, he'll be approved as your builder. I promise you that. You want to see his custom homes, his upscale, beautiful homes? Log on to back9development.com. That's back9development.com. He'll build anywhere in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, anywhere up the I-70 corridor. He's your guy. He'd love to work with you and your family on your property. 785-236-0161. Back9development.com. The Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan. I got a great email from a listener who works on it's like a medical truck, I guess is the best way you describe this. They do medical testing. They travel around, and they were setting up a promotion. Not a promotion is not the right word. They were setting up their screening and all of their testing in Manhattan. And it's a big Mack truck that has this giant deal on it. It's not a semi-trailer. It's not the big Amazon truck you see out on I-70 or something. But it's the same truck bed. It's just a medical truck behind it. They do all the medical work inside this giant truck and van. Said he was staying the night in Manhattan. He called the Bluemont Hotel. They went out of his way to rope off and block a number of parking spots for him to park this behind the hotel so it was easy and comfortable for his stay. He said, I've never worked with nicer people anywhere that I've taken my job and done this. That was the Blue Mount Hotel. And I can't thank him enough for considering the Blue Mount Hotel in Manhattan when his work took him to Manhattan. That was awesome. I am not surprised to hear the staff was great. I know the hotel is great, and everything is right there. BlueMountHotel.com, one of their working, playing, staying, having fun in Manhattan. And, of course, my buddy Ron Buck, who's pretty fired up about the Wildcats and the Sweet 16. He likes that. He's a huge sports fan. He likes to see everyone win. I like that about Ron. He'd love to see you win with either a roof that passes complete inspection and he walks away and says you don't need anything for 5 years, or a small little repair, sometimes even does those for free. If you're in need of a new roof, of course, Buck Roofing will be honored if you take other bids. They love the work they do with KKHI customers. They're always a great competitive low bid on outstanding work where they take care of your property perfectly while they're doing it. They're not throwing nails and stuff all over your yard. 913-384-2680. You will sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. And get to bstock.net this week for great deals on 75-inch 4K Samsung TVs in the 500s. This is the lowest price they've ever had on these babies. 75-inch 4K Samsungs, $500+. Ridiculous pricing on these. They've also got their Red Tag Deal of the Week available at the KK List. If you go to the KKList.com, you'll see a sweet MacBook Pro there with all the goodies going on and a one-year warranty up for bid this week. You can bid on the auction. These things go for generally about half price. What they would go for on BStock's website, which is certainly less than you pay at the Apple Store. You want a great MacBook Pro? Right now you can pretty much steal one at the Red Tag Auction from BStock.net if you go to the KKList.com or visit BStock.net anytime, 14680 South Flaming Road. A couple of other sports notes. Here we go. Let's go in order. Let's just go in my order. The Missouri House of Representatives has approved sports betting. It passes. It's going on to the Senate. This will be law very quickly, and we'll have sports betting in Missouri, which is a great thing. Many of you have been doing it. You've been in Kansas. You won't have any trouble now. If you go to a Royals game or go to a Chiefs game or you're at T-Mobile Center at the Big 12 tournament, you'll be able to bet from your phone. As soon as Missouri gets up and running, good luck trying to figure out how it works from one state to another, because me and my friends haven't really figured that out. We've traveled to other places and we're like, okay, how does my app now work in this state where it's legal? I think you have to do it before you leave or something. I'm not 100% sure, but a lot of people have had trouble with that. I'm sure we will become experts at that in this town because you'll want to be able to wager in Kansas and Missouri, as Missouri is approving that. High school football Joe Kennedy from Bremerton, Washington, has a great story to tell. You remember Joe Kennedy. You probably don't recognize the name, but you remember Joe Kennedy as the high school football coach in Washington that after games took his team to midfield with any players that wanted to, took a knee and prayed. Prayed to God. And he was told he couldn't do that. And then I believe he was suspended. And then it was over for him. And then he sued. And he filed a suit. And every court everywhere has upheld his right to do this. He has been awarded $1.7 million in damages, and the Bremerton High School in Washington was forced to reinstate him as the head football coach. He takes over immediately, is reinstated. He can pray with his team, and he has a new book out called Average Joe. Average Joe is the book. You want to read a great story about a great American and a great Christian and a great conservative? Joe Kennedy's your guy. Bremerton, Washington. The book is called Average Joe. $1.7 million. Congratulations, Joe. He was never in it for the money. You can always tell when somebody's suing for the money and when they're not. He was never in it for the money, which makes it just delightful that he got it, if you ask me. The World Baseball Classic has ended. Japan beats the United States. Storyline here is a couple of Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim facing each other in the ninth inning in a one-run game. Shohei Ohtani is on the mound. The best baseball player I've ever seen. I'll explain why again in a moment. He's on the mound, and he's facing his teammate from the Angels, Mike Trout. Mike Trout has 6,174 major league plate appearances. This is very important. I don't do stats here often because it's complicated when you're listening to somebody blah, 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 like I'm doing. Mike Trout has been to bat in the big league 6,174 times. 24 times out of 6,174, he has struck out swinging three times at strikes. Three swings and misses. Mike Trout is such a great hitter. 24 times out of 6,174 times, he has swung and missed three times. How do you think the game ended on Tuesday night? That's right. Shohei Ohtani on the mound. Mike Trout swings and misses three times. That's crazy. Ohtani's the MVP for Japan. He batted 432. He had eight RBIs. Oh, yeah. He pitched 11 innings, had 13 strikeouts, and a 1.92 earned run average. Oh, my God. That guy is an absolute beast. Don't call him the little guy or the little kid. Don't do that. Japan, man, what a team they have. Third time they've won the World Baseball Classic. Congratulations to them. It means a lot more to them than it does the United States. You kind of tell that. They're happy and celebrating. It probably means more in Japan than any other country. So a big day for our allies and our friends in Japan for winning the World Baseball Classic. Congratulations to them. Before we move on to the news and politics, we want to recognize our friends at Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Weather's warming up. Critters are coming out. You're going to need help around your house or your business. Advantage TPC is the website. If you have any issues, even if you had good service for years, and all of a sudden you don't like the technician that's showing up, or they missed their appointment, or they're not getting the critters the way you like, give Advantage a try this year, will you? AdvantageTPC.com. 913-768-8989. That's 768-8989 for Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Cross Kitchens KC got another email this week from somebody who'll be starting a project later this year with Cross Kitchens. Man, they do great work. His skilled craftsmen have been with him for years. It's a family-run business. You get to deal with the owner. There's just so much to like about the way this works at Cross Kitchens, including improving the value of your home and, of course, your living experience there. Online at crosskitchenskc.com. Tim will come right out to your house, take a look at what you want to do, then he'll do a 3D rendering, give you a bid, and then it's up to you. No pressure. 816-898-7047. Thank you, Tim, and your friends, and thank you again. I don't say it enough. Thank you to all of the great listeners of the podcast that think about supporting sponsors. It's awesome that you do that. It's the only way we really get to keep doing this is if you support the sponsors. It's not much more complicated than that. All the sponsors are at thekklist.com. All right, the Trump fiasco continues on Wednesday. This is Wednesday's podcast. There's a chance he gets indicted now on Wednesday, and then would be, I don't know, perp walk, fingerprinted, whatever, next week. There's also some people thinking that it may not happen still because Alvin Bragg, this district attorney, is under fire for the weakest case you've ever seen. I don't want to spend a lot of time on the case. You're going to see news as it breaks. I think it's interesting that somehow Trump already, in a very short week, has had a better week involved in this scandal about a porn star than Ron DeSantis has had as the governor of Florida and potential presidential candidate. He immediately went to Piers Morgan and did an interview and thought, uh-oh, I had a little bit of a gaffe at the podium talking about Trump, and he sat down and started talking more about it. And that probably helps DeSantis, but Trump is just towering over him now in the polls. He continues to pull away in the polls. If he's charged with a crime, we're going to see demonstrations. We're going to see gatherings. We do not want to see riots or violence. We're going to see protests about this, and you will see Trump get a bump in the polls. I don't think there's any question about that is going to happen. Jessica says to me, she's a very smart woman, very intuitive, very beautiful. A lot of great things about Miss Jessica. Every now and then she says something to me that just makes me love her to death. This was a question, but she knew the answer. She wasn't asking me for an answer. She was just framing it as a question. She said, "What in the world do these other countries think of us?" And I said, "Well, that's been a pretty common theme on the podcast for a while, that this is embarrassing." The first thing I heard of the Trump situation with the arrest, the pending arrest or indictment, was that it's embarrassing. Our place in the world has changed. It has changed dramatically. This has been the wokeness, the things we've been doing have been gradual and over time, not really gradual. It's mostly been since, I think the turning point in America was the day Obama was elected. I think he was a radical. I think everybody knew he's a radical. They have had the White House now all but 4 years since 2008. That's damaging. There's a lot a president can do without Congress, and we've seen it. We've seen it in so many things. and it has been devastating to America. It is not just Joe Biden. Now, with Joe Biden, it's almost as if to say they know he's only there for 4 years. Let's just do it all. Let's just push the chips to the middle of the table and go all in. And so they have, and it's gotten worse and wackier and crazier. We're doing absolutely insane things. This is nuts. How about this? We're now flying Mexicans who crossed the border from Canada to the United States on the northern border. They picked them up in New York. Now they're flying them to the Texas border. Canadians have figured out, this is unbelievable, I'm sorry, Mexicans have figured out, you can fly from Mexico to Canada and for $7 get in the country. You don't need a visa or a passport. They have a $7 thing called a travel authorization exemption. It costs $7 for someone from Mexico to fly to Canada. $7, not the actual plane ticket. You got to buy that too. Once you're there, you can just walk right into America. They're getting picked up in New York now. Mexicans are coming across the northern border because they figured out this is a lot easier than walking across that river and having these cartels try to take care of me and pay them all this money. It's cheaper to do this. And then all that's necessary is this travel authorization, and you're inside Canada. You walk right into America. And so what's Joe Biden doing with these people in New York? Well, they don't want them in New York. They're flying them to the Texas border. Are you kidding me? $200,000 a flight. We're wackadoodle. We've lost it. We've lost our freaking minds in this country. And Jessica's question is more than pertinent. It's intuitive. And I hope that more Americans are asking the same question. What do other countries think of us right now? Well, I can give you a little insight into that. Xi Jinping has been in Moscow meeting with Vladimir Putin. They've finalized their talks. Xi Jinping went out to the media and he said something that could be words of infamy for the United States, but words, this could be the most historic thing said in maybe since since Reagan, tear down this wall, but maybe since World War II. Xi Jinping said, change is coming in the world that has not happened in 100 years. And Vladimir Putin said, I agree with him wholeheartedly. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin know one thing. They have American voters and the American system of democracy on the ropes. They know this. There's only one way to topple America, and that is to divide her. Divide and conquer. It's been going on in human history forever. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping are dividing us. There is no question they're dividing us. But the Democrat Party is dividing us more than anyone else. By race, by sexual orientation, by where you live, by your accent. There are so many biases implied by Democrats and things that they want to divide us. Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, and Joe Biden all have one thing in common. They want to divide the United States. They have different reasons. For Xi and Putin, they want to divide in order to conquer and be bigger, better, stronger countries than the United States and take over global dominance. That's what they want. The Democrat Party wants to do it because they want one-party control here, like Zelensky has in Ukraine, like we see in Venezuela, like we see in a lot of socialist countries. They want one-party rule. So we have three entities, two different reasons why, but the exact same mission and goal. This is the biggest uphill fight of our lives. How conservatives, how great traditional American patriots that love this country and what she's been for 250 years can fend off the liberal Democrats at the same time our country is trying to fend off China and Russia may seem insurmountable. It is Donald Trump away. If Trump becomes president in 18 months, we solve this. We solve it once and for all. This government gets gutted. People get fired. We make our government smaller. We go back to what we've been. It works. There is no debating it works. There's no debating it. Then God help us. Maybe we can get a comprehensive immigration system where we allow, I don't care if a couple million new people come in every year, based on merit. The best and brightest. They need to speak English. They need to understand the Constitution. They must pass some sort of a test about American history in order to become a citizen, and we allow them to become a citizen. But we don't just let them walk in and give them amnesty. Whew, on the brink, folks. Remember those words. Xi Jinping, change is coming that hasn't happened in 100 years. Yeah, that's. I fear he's right. I pray he's wrong. Vladimir Putin agrees. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. Okay. We talked a little bit the past couple of weeks about all the stores that are closing, things that are closing in Oregon. Cracker Barrel is now the latest. Cracker Barrel has closed all but one location in the state of Oregon. Of course, in their press release, they talked about the pandemic. But many of these stores have said, and their general managers have said when asked, well, we closed because of security. It was getting too violent. We were getting too many bad people in here. Bad things were happening. People walking out on their checks. We had to close. We can't make any money. We got to close. There's mayhem in Oregon. Well, it's happening here too, Kansas City. There's a store on the plaza now. It's called Milan Optique. It's an upscale glasses shop, near as I can tell. And it's got a sister company that has three other locations around town, but it's under a different name. It had to have its own unique name in order to be on the plaza. That's part of what the plaza does. And they tried really hard, as they've closed this week on the plaza, to say things like, well, rent was too high and, you know, we had a pandemic and Nordstrom didn't come in here. But somehow somebody asked them, and the Kansas City Star even reported this, has crime gone up? Is there a problem here? Well, stealing's a big problem. It's the final straw. So coming in and stealing was the final straw, and the man said that owns it, look, my employees were just nervous to come to work here. So it's made its way to the heartland. In Kansas City, we have employees on what was once the fanciest and probably is the most expensive real estate in Kansas City to lease to run your optical business. Now has employees inside that are scared to be in there because of the people walking through the door. I saw an unbelievable statistic on Tuesday. 1% of Democrat counties, Democrat-led, 1% of Democrat-led counties in the United States, that's of all the Democrat counties, you can pick off 1% of them in major cities mostly, right? 1% of the counties, Jackson County would be included in this, in Missouri, 1% of all Democrat counties, 1% account for 42% of the murders in the United States. If you remember one thing from the podcast today, remember that one. 1% of Democrat-led counties in the United States account for 42% of all of our murders. We got to market that. People need to know that. Americans need to know that. We absolutely got to inform people of that. There are just certain things that are critical and vital, like safe driving. Doug Horn at Horn Law wants to remind you to drive safely. That is alert, buckled, cautious, and defensive. Doug's seen everything in 32 years, man, and it's getting worse. He said violent collisions are way up. People are on their phones. They're not even looking. They don't even see what's happening. Don't be a distracted driver, and understand that other drivers are distracted, and if you're alert, buckled, cautious, and defensive, you can prevent an accident today. That's really what Doug wants. Of course, if you're involved in an injury or an accident, he can help you and his firm can represent you. They're the best. They do it in Kansas and Missouri. I'm telling you, this man's passion, his absolute passion. I said to him, I said, Doug, you realize that your passion is to have fewer clients. And he said, that's absolutely the case. That's absolutely the case. I've been doing this for 32 years. I've seen so much tragedy. I don't want to see this much tragedy. I don't want any of this. I want people to start driving more safely. Understand what's going on around them. I've never seen it in anybody that owns a law firm. You're also a businessman. I've never seen a businessman whose mission, he's like, Kevin, when you talk about Horn Law Firm, all I want you to do is I want to create safer drivers. That's all I want to do. He says, I know the people listening to your podcast are safe, but they've got kids, grandkids, whatever. We got to talk to younger people. Get off your device. Don't be distracted. Make sure you're buckled. Watch out for the other drivers. It's a real simple message. I said, you're the only dude I ever met that literally you want to sponsor and advertise somewhere so you get fewer customers. Man's amazing. Doug Horn is something else. Hornlaw.com, 816-795-7500. All right, let's finish with a flurry here on a couple of fun stories. These are good ones. Oh, I like this. We've been talking about Ticketmaster and all the trouble with Ticketmaster and high concert prices. They're out of control in the United States. They are out of control. So some Americans, especially on the East Coast, where the flights are cheap, some Americans are now flying to Europe to see their favorite artists in concert because what they save on a ticket easily pays for their flight. And then they couple with I've never been to Europe. Some people live, for example, an hour and a half away from New York, so they were going to drive to New York to see a concert, and they were going to stay in a hotel anyway, and now they're like, geez, the ticket price here with all the fees and everything going on in the United States is $400 higher than what it is in London. I can catch a flight to London and see Ed Sheeran there instead of here and actually do something different than I've ever done. What the hell is happening in our country? It's so expensive. These things where they say it's 6% inflation, that is complete BS. There is no way we have 6% inflation. It's threefold that. Everything is outrageous. It's incredible how much everything costs. I mean, it's just shocking. And now people on the East Coast have gone, I can go to Europe for the same amount I was going to spend to go to Madison Square Garden or, you know, Yankee Stadium and see somebody play or wherever. I can go to Europe, and I've never been. And I can go there because the ticket price is so much cheaper. That's crazy. That is absolutely nuts. Our final coming right up. Thanks to NKC Dental for being a sponsor here. I've got my appointment in 2 weeks. I had to reschedule. April 12th, I think, is my appointment. With Dr. Bill Bush, nkcdental.com, 816-471-2911. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, online at joslynsjewelry.com. The jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. And, of course, Great Life Golf. Play more golf. Log on to greatlifekc.com or shoot an email today to join@greatlifegolf.com. Tell them where you live and say, I want to play more golf. Can you help me out for one low price? And they absolutely can. The circus is coming to Kansas City. The Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus will be here this year, and it will be unlike any other circus you've ever seen. Never before have you seen anything like this. There will be no animals. Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus is going to have lights, comedy, singing, music, acrobats, BMX bikes, trapeze artists. It's going to be high-tech, a completely different look than it's ever been, and there will be no animals. 79 performers, is what I read, will travel around the country and perform the circus. I'm sure it'll be entertaining. I'm sure it's good. I don't even have a problem with this. The animals are mistreated a lot of times, not by the fault of the humans, just by how difficult it is to be an animal in captivity and travel around and perform like this. So sometimes they have real problems. I have no trouble with moving on from animals and saying it's 2023, we need to have lights and lasers and be interesting and bring your kids and let them have fun because the kids like the tech. The circus started at a time where kids like the animals. Kids still like animals, but they go to shows to see lights and music and sound, which is on their tablet. That's what they're used to. It's what they love. It's just who and what we are. So I don't really have a problem with that. I would ask, what would be the problem with having some dogs and horses? You know, maybe a three or four dogs that catch frisbees to some lights and music, frisbees that light up. That'd be fun. It'd be a great part of a show like this. Why would you get rid of all the animals? Couldn't you travel with three or four horses and have the horses out there where you're riding around on them just a little bit so the kids can see the animals? A lot of these kids live in cities. They never see animals. A lot of kids live in urban cores, don't really even see dogs. Animals are good for us. They're cute. Thankfully, we have social media, see cute things like a Twitter account that is why everyone should have a duck or something like that. I saw a video yesterday of a duck about 6 feet in front of a tiger in 3 feet of water in the Serengeti. And the tiger's walking toward the duck, and you're like, this duck maybe can't fly. I don't know what's going on. Look, the duck wasn't going to fly away. I don't know what's going on. You're like, uh-oh, this is going to be awful. That tiger's going to lunge and just swallow that duck. The duck goes underwater. And the tiger looks around, and he doesn't know where the duck has gone. And about 7 or 8 seconds later, the duck has swam. I don't know what the problem. The duck swam around the tiger and got behind the tiger and pops back up out of the water, and the tiger can't see him. It was just the greatest thing you've ever seen. It was fantastic. Great stuff like that with animals. People could see that, I guess, all the time on their devices. But Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey is coming, and they're not bringing any animals. I would say to them, we have no problem with the circus moving on. Everything changes. If this is what sells tickets and people like it, good. Don't be woke. If this is some kind of woke circus and the animals are gone for that reason, this is a problem. Don't be the woke circus. Don't want to see it. You should have dogs and horses in your circus. That'd be really easy for you to do. All right, KKHI has 27,000 daily followers. We thank you very much for that. You're all telling your friends about it, and they're hitting the like, follow, or subscribe button. We greatly appreciate that as well. Don't forget, we have a patron program with patron podcasts and a newsletter that comes out each and every week. Folks that are patrons, that have, a lot of them have been with us for 2 years now, they've stayed with us. They like it. They find value in it, and they enjoy the content. If you'd like to support the podcast and become a patron and get more content, you can do that very easily at kkhasissues.com. Do that on your desktop or your laptop instead of your phone. You can do it on your phone. It's just a little more complicated. This takes less than 5 minutes. It's $5 a month. We'd love to have you on board. I like creating content for more people. I would like it when I do the patron podcast or write the newsletter if more people heard it and saw it. That's the reason I really like to do this stuff. You like to do it for as many people as possible and make as big a difference as possible. So I'd love to have you join in as a patron and support the podcast in a small way there if you could. $5 a month, go to kkhasissues.com.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.